Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. What up, world? It is 10 p.m. in the city. It's your man, T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's going to be a good show, folks. It's going to be a good show. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight we are talking about being judgmental. You can't judge a book by its cover. Not people, not places, not things. Tonight it's a real candid discussion about being judgmental. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It is 7:01 out there on the West Coast. It is 8:01 in Ohio, maybe. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I got a new one for you right out the box tonight. It's from Dawn Rashad and Q Mosley. They are together regardless of what you read, what you hear. This new joint's called Free Fallin'. Y'all know we play them first because we got it like that. This is Free Fallin', Dawn Rashad and Q Mosley, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Free Fallin', y'all. Check it out.
I feel like I'm letting go. Gonna walk away. Run and grab my heart. Keep it away. Would you stay with me forever? I can't see you so far. Let's make this last forever. My heart is going to start.
Free Fallin', Dawn Rashad, and her boo Q Mosley, formerly of Day 26. It's T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman, welcoming my angels in the building tonight.
Good afternoon and morning time.
Toya, CeeLo.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening.
What's cracking?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
We are good tonight. Folks, it's Wednesday in the city, September 15th, 2010. And tonight, you know, typically we base things off of first glance or what we've heard from other folks. But with discussing the importance of not being judgmental tonight, and being judgmental just doesn't apply to people, but we're talking about places, things, food. You know, the reality is you can be blocking a blessing or not, because sometimes we judge a book by its cover and we give people the benefit of the doubt when they shouldn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. You know, you got to get it for yourself, understand what it is you're really, really dealing with. We got somebody that's hot to track tonight, want to jump in on the conversation. So let's go straight to the lines. 757, last four digits, 4433. Last four digits, 4433. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's going on, man? This is Frank Nitty. I'm calling from Virginia Beach, baby.
Frank Nitty. What's cracking, Frank Nitty? Yo, I think we're spinning your music, Frank Nitty.
That's what it do, baby. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, we gonna get that on. Being that we got you on the line tonight, we gonna get that on in a minute. What's on your mind tonight,
Frank? What'd you say?
What's on your mind tonight, brother? Thanks for calling.
Oh yeah, man, I was checking a little what the talk is about tonight, the topic. And I just wanted to get in on it, man, you know, offer some of my experience and things that I know.
So have you been judged or do you judge?
I don't judge. But I've definitely been judged before, and you can definitely not judge a book by its cover, for one. And
How have you been judged?
Well, I've been judged. One, I got a scar on my face. You know what I'm saying? And like a $150. So a lot of people see that and automatically is either, you know, he a troubled dude, he a thug, he a hoodlum, uneducated.
Right.
All those things come with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm judged off jump. From the moment they see me, I'm judged. If they don't already know me.
How do you respond to it?
I love it. I smile because I get a thrill out of proving people wrong. You know what I'm saying? Or showing them different. Or showing them that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because they're probably the opposite of what their assumption is.
Exactly. I like giving them a lesson, teaching them a lesson.
That's what's good. Hey, Frank, hang out with us a little bit, man. We're going to come right back to you, all right?
I'm here.
Ladies, again, welcome to the show. My man Frank Nitty getting it cracking early this evening. I mean, I totally understand where he's coming from. Totally understand where he's coming from. A lot of folks apply ignorance. A lot of people apply fear. You know, it's a lot of different reasons why people judge, you know. And I'm sure we've all had a judgmental experience at some point or another. Let's get it cracking tonight, ladies. What's going on? What's on your mind?
I got to say that I have obtained, or have gained the best friendship from judging a book by its cover. I know that sounds crazy, but let me elaborate.
That is kind of weird.
like 12 years ago when I walked into a call center called IMS, call center environment, bunch of women. He's like, oh, Lord, these boys think they cute, da-da-da-da. Needless to say, I saw Miss LaToya. At the time, she was Longshore, not Cooper. I said, look at her. She thinks she cute. I didn't see anything the first couple of days. And then I was, sitting there. I was like, I don't have nobody to talk to. I guess I better, you know, say hello. You know, I didn't want to sit there and talk by myself. But just thinking, I didn't even know anything about her, but just thinking, oh, she thinks she's too cute. She thinks she's cute, too good to talk to anybody or to speak. I just had a prejudice about her that, you know, she wasn't going to talk to me or I wasn't going to talk to her. She thinks she's all that. But needless to say, once we broke the ice, Toya and I have been friends for 12 years now. And it just, that's an experience in itself that just told me, don't ever judge a book by its cover. She is, I mean, even though to look at her from the outside, you might think, oh, she thinks she all that, she thinks she prissy, or whatever the case may be, but she is the most warm, loving, kind, caring, will bend over backwards, will give you her last, always has a night, a kind word. She's very motivating and encouraging. She has been my best friend for the past 12 years. I have picked them up and put them down, but she has always been around. So don't judge a book by
itself. Wow, are you rhyming? Are you trying to rap on us?
Hold on, did you hear? I'm about to be in Friday night battle. Hold on now.
Hey, that's what's good. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Wednesday, September 15th, and tonight we're talking about not judging a book by its cover. Hey, we just had Frank Nitti to get it started for tonight, so we're going to jump right into this joint. It's called Light It Up. It's Bruno featuring Frank Nitti, and we'll be back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill. And I know it's so good living in this small hood, so let's light up the grill and melt away.
I take one look at you and I'm lost as hell. I'm just waiting for the day to hit me on myself. It's like you took my heart and you casted a spell on me. You my baby girl and my little sexy homie. So don't play games on me like Sony. Only if you moved on, I believe I'd be your only homie. Just for the time being, which you get the cheating, cause your love gets me high, followed up by the pleasing. I'm needing you, and that's all that I believe in. Watching time fly in the sky like a pigeon. We never coming down because we both stay risen. I call it up a class, live in Virginia Beach, tipping Martini, you sipping. While I'm on the grill flipper, said I'm on the grill flipper. So what? Kiss the chef with the best y'all missing. The rise on good, so I'm no key splitting.
I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill. And I know it's all good living in this small hood, so let's light up the grill and melt away.
I like my girl, like my burgers, medium. Wait, yo, this chicken so fine and young that I'ma take a well done. With the mayo and the buns, yum yum. Right up in the tum tum and the bum bum, so fine. Don't like wine, but I can rhyme every time with your smile on my mind. Got me on cloud nine and I ain't never coming down. Of course, unless you wanna fool around on the ground like a clown, make it sounds that are loud. While the folks next door, they hear us out. So they can put their phones on and listen to the song. And maybe one day, like, us gon' get it on, too. And then they can understand the passion and love between a woman and a man. Can last for an eternity, losing your virginity. It's like a 5-hour energy in the embassy.
I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill. And I know it's all good living in this small hood, so let's light up the grill and melt away.
The tunes that would make the women go crazy. The tunes that would make the women go crazy. The tunes that would make the women go, to make the women go, to make the women go crazy. Light up the grill so the burgers I'm poking. Drinks to the sky, got the whole crew posting. I left the booth smoking, I'm coast to coast. And this girl got my heart racing, jump roping.
If you jumpin' and I'm jacking, and you Bruno and I'm Jackson, then what's happening? So what's good? You can see me flipping burgers in the back of the hood.
Light up the grill, 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 light up the grill.
Go ahead, light it up.
I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl, Toya, online. We have a special guest that's on the phone this evening, Frank Nitti. We just heard one of his songs, Bruno featuring Frank Nitti, as a matter of fact, Light Up the Grill. Frank Nitti, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No doubt, man. It's a pleasure.
Now, you did comment on being judged by your parents, the scar or what have you, and you say that you don't judge, but I'm quite sure you've been in some type of situation where you may have a preconceived notion about someone based off of
something that someone else may have said, or another experience that someone else may have had with a person. Is there anything you want to say about that, perhaps? Maybe not judging a book by its cover, but maybe having a preconceived notion about someone based on others' experiences with that person.
But you know what? You're absolutely right. I probably misworded myself because I should have said, because I don't judge now. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely learned lessons from judging. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been many a times where, you know, growing up, you know, and where I grew up at, you know, you would take, you know, we was like animals. So you would take a guy for a week if you thought he was weak and he was soft. And it was just one time, you know, I just thought he was corny. And I, you know, me, trying to play him. And he turned out not to be so corny and not to be so soft. So I learned early, you know, and women also. Like, you all... We see women sometimes, you know, there's been women that I've seen, like, really seductive, and I'm like, wow, she bad, you know, me being a man, looking at her the way I look at her, wanting to do things I want to do with her, and I might come at her a certain, and I might have came at her a certain way, and she just, that's just how she dressed, that make her feel good, and it doesn't mean anything but that. You understand what I'm saying? So, and, so I've definitely learned throughout my time, man. And I also learned that God speaks to you through, you know, not to get religious, but you can learn from everything that go on around you. You know what I'm saying? So definitely don't judge. Like y'all said, you could be missing a blessing or blocking something good for you, period.
Yeah. You can get religious on this show, brother. It's all good. We got cusses on this show and people that get religious.
Okay, I ain't know where I can go.
Come on now. Come on.
I could totally relate. I can totally relate to the judgmental piece because, I mean, I have always been a leader. All my life I've been a leader. And in my capacity right now, I'm like, you know, one of the youngest directors probably, you know, within the industry that I'm in. And,
right.
You know, and I'm a hip-hop dude, you know. So, you know, you can't wear your hat to the back. You know, I've actually had a manager to actually say to me, "Won't you turn your hat around?" You know, that's not what you're supposed to do, you know, in your capacity. And often people mistake me amongst, you know, like all 300 of my employees. You know, they can't tell me from my employees because I'm not caught up in titles and things like that. So, I mean, but people have looked down when they come into my office and, you know, they really come to my office like, "You're the director?" and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because at the end of the day, I am the director. You know, and you can't judge me by my jeans and my Nike. You feel me? And my hat to the back. You know, so you cannot block your blessings, folks. You can't judge books by the covers because at the end of the day, people can help you. But you shun them, you turn your nose up at them, you know, get out of here with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, for one, let me tell you about me. Like, I'm a life of the party. I like to have fun and all that swagger crazy. But to really know me, like that MTV show, I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
I'm a geek. I'm a fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm corny. But people ain't going to know that. You ain't going to see that when you see me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get that from being around me.
No doubt.
I'm calling.
No. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and tonight we're talking about not judging a book by its cover. Typically, we base things off of our first glance or what we've heard about something from someone else. I'm here to challenge you tonight to get it for yourself. Learn people for yourself. Taste that food that you think you don't like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, go to that place that you think is scary. Get out of here. You might find people that will take care of you better than the people in your suburban neighborhood. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. It's a lot of people with a lot of love, you know, and they may not, you know, look the way you look. They may not have what you have, but all of our heart is the same color when you peel the skin back. Folks, this is a real conversation. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Now, CeeLo, I know you got an experience. Share.
What? Yeah, of course. Most people, I don't know, I've been told I'm unapproachable, that I look unapproachable. I don't know, but I think to the facial expressions I make or whatever. And then to...
Yeah, you look mean. You look mean as hell, yeah.
But I can't, I can't help that. Because most of the time I'm thinking, though, you know, but people that know me know that that's, you know, I'm just probably thinking, or I could just be in that mood. I don't know. But then, too, a lot of people, you know, would think off first glance that maybe I'm not, you know, that I'm shy or quiet or something. Nah. And, you know, it's like I'm totally. But you know what? I think I experienced it more when I was younger, when I used to wear, before I started wearing really feminine clothes. I was judged a lot because a lot of people thought, you know, that I was a straight lesbian maybe or, you know.
Why? Because of baggy clothes?
Oh, come on. You know, I rock my Tims and have my little Jabot jeans and, you know what I'm saying? Like, Eddie Bauer's my best friend. That was,
right.
You know, but I had, that's what, you know what's funny. Someone judging me made me sell all my clothes in a flea market thing. They thought, I was sitting behind some teenagers, and the guy thought I was with them and ID'd me for what I came in the store for. And then I looked at them and I looked at me and I'm like, damn, okay, I get it. And then... And then I just changed the way I dressed, and I don't know, slowly but surely,
right.
You know, it was a process.
No doubt. Folks, tonight we're discussing the importance of not judging people, places, and things by how they appear. You know, the reality is, you know, we could in fact be blocking our blessings, missing out on the ultimate opportunity, or not, you know, because sometimes when you give people the benefit of the doubt because of how they appear, like preachers. You know, we all give preachers the utmost respect. We'll listen to them. We'll give them our money. But I'm here to tell you like this. Every preacher isn't called. You know, stop judging books by their covers. It goes both ways. This is You Got 'Em, my man Vail, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You got 'Em. You got 'Em. Oh, you got 'Em.
It's Mr. Seven City.
I got 'Em. I got 'Em.
How you get in the club and you're just like, ooh, I'm a killer with this outfit.
Body looking stunning, nails done in hair like, yeah, I know you want me.
I got him, I got him, I got him, oh, I got him. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay in front of the light. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning, nails done in hair like, yeah, I know you want me.
Lush is all job, plus my pants fully loaded.
My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and it's just to the light.
You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it,
oh, I got it.
You got your nice jeans on, body looking tiny. You know, I'm turning the hair like, yeah, I know you're feeling nice.
You got it,
you got it, you got it,
oh,
I
got it.
A few lean like a wheel spinning club. She throwing back her dump truck. Gotta fill it up with bucks. Do it up cause it's the first party of the month. Club Phoenix, you know how we do it. Now play my theme music. They hate me but gotta love me in the worst way. Like the blow pop like candy. It's my birthday. Ladies, we got Bill in the club. Everybody air it out cause it's all love. Drinks kicking in so everybody comfy. Mommy keep eyeing me down, I think she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar grumpy. But it don't matter at all, cause I know they see.
My pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay
it's feeling nice.
You got it, I got it,
you got it,
I got it.
Oh, you got it,
oh, I got it.
You got your nice jeans on, body looking fine. Now it's time to have like, yeah, I know you're feeling nice.
You got it,
I got it,
you got it,
oh, you got
it,
oh, I got
it. We're back, Phil, you got them. Yo, hit us up on the Twitter, like Betty White said in the movie, on the Twitter, TM Hyman Radio Live, TM Hyman, actually it's TM Hyman Radio on Twitter. T.M. Hyman Radio on Twitter. Join us right now. It's 10:28 coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 9:28 in Texas. It's 7:28 out in Colorado, but wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to the baddest talk radio show on the network. Got my co-host coming live out of Charlotte. We got CeeLo. Live out of Delaware, we got Toya. Live out of VA, we got Mrs. Willingham. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. Big up to Frank Nitty, who was on the line with us. Thanks for chilling and sharing your feedback and your comments tonight. Judgmental, a way of making one feel better than others, you know, or making one feel better by hurting others, you know, usually caused by a closed-minded person that has no manners, you know, or no clear understanding of reality at the end of the day, because, you know, I don't quite get it, but you know what, I do get it, because Toya, you said it to Frank Nitty, and I'm going to apply it to myself. I try not to judge people now. I think at one point, you know, in earlier years, ignorant years, you know, you judge people by how they look. We all judge bums. We all judge people on the street who are homeless. We all judge them. You know, we're like, damn, how you end up like this? Right? When at the end of the day, you know, I've learned that a lot of it has to do with mental health issues. And mental health issues aren't something that you can control. When people talk about losing their mind, people lose their mind for real. And most of the people that's lost their mind are people who are street people, people who are comfortable, people you see laying at the bus stop with cardboard boxes over them for blankets. We all judge them. Or am I the only person that judges them? Get out of here.
No, well, I'll say I don't necessarily judge them. I mean, I'll say this. The thing about it is that whereas you do have some people that have mental illnesses, you know, that are playing a factor, but there are people out there who'd rather be out there and not owe anyone anything.
Very true.
You know.
But at the end of the day, it people like that we wonder about, we think about, we're curious about. You know, what happened along the way that drove that to become a reality, you know?
But look, how about
and for
this?
Me, I've tried to change to turn my judgmental perspective into just, it's more so curiosity than me being judgmental. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I just heard someone, I was sitting in the parking lot like about a week ago, and this guy was coming to the parking lot asking everybody for, asking everyone for change. Well, when he finally walked away, I heard the guys that were behind me say he probably got more money than all of us out here. You know what I'm saying? Because of the, you know, scams that we know people have, you know, played in the past. And there's some people, you know, they collect more money just standing out there begging for it than they do getting a regular job. And why would they change?
Right.
You know, so depends on what side of the
game. No, I totally understand where you're coming from. And again, we don't know people's situations. That's why we shouldn't judge them. And at the end of the day, we could find ourselves in the same situation where some people are today because, you know, it's all about fate. And you never know your destiny, right? You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. If you want to weigh in on the conversation tonight, 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. Coming up momentarily, we have our finance segment live from Delaware tonight. Folks, you can hit us up on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. TM Hyman Radio. Join our fan base. Help us to keep it moving. Hey, I don't know how many people are on Twitter for real, but 50 Cent be wilding out on Twitter. Follow 50 on Twitter and just see what 50's day is like. One, I think 50 has a problem. He's addicted to Twitter because he posts, like, it has to be, like, 25, like, tweets in, like, within, like, an hour. And I was reading something earlier. And he was, like, and he actually said he thought he was addicted. And I was, like, damn, dude, I was thinking the same thing. Twitter, I thought, was stupid at first. But it's a lot going on Twitter. It's like Facebook on speed dial.
Yeah,
hit us up, TM Hyman Radio, TM Hyman Radio on Twitter. Join the fan base. Let's do it. Go ahead, Toya. Oh, I thought you were saying something. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that just like Sheila said, sometimes people just think that, you know, people that are out there that are homeless, sometimes it's just a scam or, you know, they're trying to get over on folks. But like you said, there are a lot of people who do have mental issues, and I know a few people that have family members that were on top of the world, per se, you know, degrees, you know, several degrees, making really good money, you know, top positions in companies, but not keeping up with medication or, you know, thinking that they didn't have to take medication to control their disease and a mental issue. They lost everything, and they're homeless, and they're floating around from state to state. So, you know, it can be based off of some of the decisions you make in life, and then sometimes people really do have, you know, mental issues.
Yeah, definitely. Folks, 917-889-3926 is the number. Join the conversation tonight. We'd be delighted to hear perspectives outside of our own. We did drop the new one from Dawn Rashad along with her fiancé Q. We'll get that one around again. It was called Free Fall, and we played that at the top of the show. We will get it in again before we get out of here. Coming up, we have our finance segment from Toya, live out of Delaware. Stay tuned.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Head coach, I do this shit. She looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, I mean you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails to feet. Put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knock the jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters. Quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, extension, your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game goes, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game,
coach. I'm telling you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
Clicks lace, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Out the pool, coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and ten, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball like she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're sending me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last inning, flip positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. Play by the rules. Scouts in the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting in me and everything. When she in, there's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game, coach.
I know you're sending me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 You're killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. It is 10:40 in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is 8:40 out in Arizona, and now it's time for our health, no, finance segment. Finance segment all the way live from Delaware tonight with our girl Toya, who brings it and brings it right. Toya.
Okay, I just wanted to give a little information on organizing your finances. If you just feel like your bills are coming in back-to-back and you don't have enough time to pay, you probably just need to organize your bills to make the task of paying bills less dreaded. You know, sometimes you get a bill and you think to yourself, geez, I just paid this and it's coming in again. And most of the time it's because you're paying your bill late. And if you're paying your bill late, then it will seem like your bills are coming in back-to-back. So with everything being so automated these days, it's probably easier to lose track of when something is due or paid. So you may want to try an old-fashioned method for a month or so, just to become familiar with your billing cycles and due dates, and actually take the time and do things the old way and actually balance your checkbook for just about a month, just so you can get used to the flow of things, the flow of your money and the flow of bills. Only thing you need to do is grab a calendar, a pen, your paper statement, and your calculator, and sit down and record the following information. You want to make a note of each bill that's due and the due dates and the amount for each bill. You want to make sure you also note your actual pay dates, when you actually are paid from, you know, your employment, and what your net pay is, not including any type of overtime. You kind of have an idea of what you make each week, so, you know, just note that there. You want to make sure you make a note of the bills that have the same amount due each month. For instance, your car insurance usually does not change from month to month, your car note, your mortgage, your loans, and things of that sort. Then you also want to make sure you note the bills that fluctuate every month, different utilities such as electric or gas or maybe your cell phone bill. You want to make a note when you're actually paid, are you paid weekly or biweekly? That way you can use the information to determine which bills are paid with what check. Once you do that, you want to make sure when you're paid, you actually set aside enough funds for gas, groceries, and everyday purchases. And it's probably best to actually withdraw the cash so you can see where your money is being spent. As you spend it, it's a little easier to keep track of what you have when you have cash in hand, opposed to having a debit or credit card where you're just constantly swiping and you're not keeping track of what you're using. Once you have an idea as to how your money is flowing and when your payments are due, then you can start looking into automatic payments. One of the best things you can do for those bills that have the same amount due each month is set up an automatic draft from your checking or savings account. Like for your car insurance, you know it comes out on the 15th every month, and you know it's $175 every month. You know, so instead of having to call in to make a payment or mail a check and wait for it to get cashed or, you know, hope it makes it there on time, you can just call the company and you can set up an actual automatic draft that will come out 15th of every month for that amount. You just need to make sure you have the money there to cover it. For those bills that are actually changing each month, you should start using online payments. And the good thing about online payments are the funds usually are withdrawn within 2 business days. So you're not dipping into the money as you're waiting for the check to be cashed by the company, which then, in result, will cause overdraft fees, late payments, and things of that sort. You know, if the money's just sitting there and you see it, you're not too busy thinking about, you know, what is actually being paid. You just see it as available funds. So that will help eliminate that. A couple of tips you want to just be mindful of is you might want to use one account for strictly paying bills, and then use another for everyday purchases. That way, if you're not good at balancing checkbooks or recording every single purchase, you don't have to worry about messing up the funds that are allocated for bill payments only. Another thing you would want to do is take advantage of online banking. I know for sure banks like PNC, Wachovia, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, some of the larger banks, even the smaller banks, have excellent online banking plans. They allow you to pay bills, transfer funds, set up payment reminders where they'll send you an email, and they'll also post reminders on your account. So when you log in, you'll see those and things of that sort. It's great for people that aren't very organized and can't keep track of their payments and their funds, you know, by paper or manually. And then the last tip I want to give you is just keep in mind that, you know, on-time payments help to build your credit score, which is something we talk about all the time. Especially in this day and age, you really need to fall back on your credit. Cash really doesn't get you anywhere like it used to. So just remember, you pay your bills on time. It's not easy for you to sit down and write a check. You have a lot of options that you can take advantage of. So, you know, look into online banking, look into automatic drafts, and look into online payments, which will make it a lot easier for you to, you know, click send to send a payment to a company opposed to sitting down and writing out a check, mailing it, waiting for the company to get it, if they get it on time and it's not lost, and then waiting for the company to cash your check. So, again, just remember, on-time payments help to build your credit score, and it really plays the biggest part in your credit score itself.
Thank you, Toya, bringing it to us live from Delaware tonight. Thank you very much.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
so hard to breathe. It's there that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
About movie projects. And then Kevin Hart tweeted, like, you know, like 30 minutes later, said, I just left my man 50 Cent's office in New York. He dropped some serious business knowledge on me today. He say, I feel broke as shit leaving his office. That's
I love Kevin Hart. He's crazy. Love him.
I'm just quoting Kevin Hart. You know, I'm trying to stop cursing. So, you know, that I'm just quoting somebody. But it's funny. Again, hit us up on Twitter. Follow us, T.M. Hyman Radio, T.M. Hyman Radio. Ladies, we've been talking about judgmental or being judgmental tonight. Or are any of you judgmentalist? I mean, you know, not necessarily proclaim judgmentalist, but, you know, nevertheless a judgmentalist. What is a judgmentalist? You're asking one who labels
others.
Yeah,
what is a judgmentalist?
Yeah, one who labels others based on a limited scope, you know, somebody that criticizes without really having knowledge of what's being criticized.
I think we've all been judgmentalist at some point in our adult lives and our life period.
Absolutely. I can say that I am less one today than I've ever been in my life. And my work has a lot to do with it. You know, I deal with some real things. You know, as far as just human experiences. And I've learned across a whole bunch of racial barriers, you know, because my office consists, it's very diverse. It's multicultural, as a matter of fact. And the one thing that I've learned, you know, specifically over the last 5 years, being deep in the South, you know, here in Florida, everybody experiences the same thing regardless of our race, our creed, you know, our beliefs. We all experience the same human things. But that has helped me to not judge as much, because you can't judge a book by its cover. And for me, it hasn't been people that didn't look up to par. It's been people who looked very up to par, and they are nowhere near where you think they are based on how they present themselves. So it's been the complete opposite for me. Nevertheless, it's helped me not to judge people. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I judge as much now as I did when I was younger. I think when you get a little older, you get a better sense of the fact that you have to actually interacting with people to find out who they really are, and that you can't take their opinion per se, you know, to judge them or have, you know, like I said earlier, have preconceived notions about them, and you definitely can't go by what other people say when it comes to dealing with another person. You know, they may have had a bad experience with that person, so you can't take what someone else has said, what someone else's thought is about another person, and use that to, you know, to judge someone.
But you know,
you
we do that
do
all
that.
The time. We do
that
all the time.
Yeah.
You know, just because a person doesn't like someone, now I don't like them either. I don't even know them. But because Toya doesn't like them, I don't like them either. Well, why do we do
that? I mean, I think I know I used to do that when I was younger. I don't do that so much anymore. If I'm with Dee Dee and Dee Dee doesn't like someone, then Dee Dee doesn't like someone. I may not have a problem with them as long as they don't treat me the way they treat Dee Dee. I'm fine. You know,
absolutely.
If it's an issue and I'm out with Miss Willingham, you know, then that's something different. But, you know, just because Miss Willingham doesn't like someone or likes someone does not mean that I don't like them or have to like them. That's just the way it is.
Ain't that
right.
The truth?
I mean, she has plenty of friends that I just won't be friends with. I'm sure she feels the same way about some of the other people I have in my life, but I don't dislike someone because she dislikes them. It just doesn't work that
right.
way. Now, maybe when I was 15, I would have said something different. But now, it's, you know, you get mature, you know, get a little older, you grow a little more mature, and you start to think for yourself.
Thank God. Folks, it's 10:55 on the East Coast. It's 7:55 on the West Coast. Wherever you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. And we're talking about being judgmentalist right now. Earlier, Toya, Dee Dee said that when she saw you, she's like, she thinks she all that. And she ain't all that. Who she thinks she is. What did you think about Dee Dee when you saw her?
The same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing.
But see, you know, in my defense, you two both know Miss Willingham. You know she'll throw on a 5-inch heel with a form-fitting outfit. You know she has a figure to die for. She'll come high-stepping through an area like she is the best thing to slice bread. And I'm thinking to myself, well, who does she think she is?
Best thing to slice bread.
Right. But after a couple of weeks of having no one else to talk to, I kind of had to put that to the side. I guess I'll speak to her. I don't have anyone else to talk to. And it's been all right ever since. And it's funny because it's funny. I speak to people and I talk to people, but it was just something about Miss Willingham that didn't rub me right at first. But I got over it. We're cool now.
Wow.
Right. Well, I think every one of us have had an experience, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, we thought about it, was like, wow, you know, did I really used to think that way? Yeah, we did. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, you are tuned to TM Highland Radio Live. We're going to jump right to the lines right now, try to get some calls in. Let me see. We got folks all over the place right now. Let's go to area code 302. Area code 302, last four digits 0599. The line belongs to you right now. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Nina Gross, G Ross the Boss.
Oh, G Ross is online. What's going on, G Ross?
Hey, look, you know I had to comment on that, right? Because
this is one of my girlfriends.
I felt the same way when I met Toya. We were working together, and I'm talking about this was, what'd you say, about 8 years ago?
No, probably about 10 years ago, 10, 11
years ago. Yeah, so we developed a friendship after the fact and been friends ever since, and even worked at another job together after that. But when I first met her, we were working in a call center. And I had just got a promotion to Godiva specialist. So, you know, I'm trying to figure things out, trying to figure the system out. So she had already been a trainer or something like that. I forget what her title was. But I'm sitting at the desk, and I was having problems with my computer, and I stopped her, and I said, excuse me. I said, can you help me out here? And she came over real quick and just boom, 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 just hit the keypads real quick and walked away. And I said, ugh, hey, who does she think she is? But, you know, my whole thing is we're going to be like that because we're human, you know. It's you know, perception is something else. You try your best to not be that way, especially with maturity once you grow older. But, you know, even once you grow older and you get wiser, you're always going to have a perception of a person until you actually open up your heart and allow yourself to get to know somebody, even if you think there's something that they're not or that they may not be, that's where maturity and wisdom comes from, because you give people a chance.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell us
and
your
she
name.
Turned out
to, go ahead,
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
go ahead. She turned out to be a beautiful person, beautiful heart, you know. She has said she's a Gemini, so she has her two sides to her, but she learned
like
to love both sides, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hi, Dee Dee.
That's what I was asking. I was calling, asking what your name was, because I hear, like, the little twang in your voice, and it's real sexy.
Uh-oh.
What's your name? What's your
My
name?
My name's Nina. Nina.
Okay, Nina.
Nina and Terrence being sexy on the radio.
That's all good.
It's
all good, folks. Nina, we appreciate your call tonight, Mama. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show tonight, you are tuned in.
And my AKA is G Ross the Boss. I'm sorry.
G Ross the Boss is in the building with us. It's 11 o'clock. Wow, G Ross the Boss. Hang out with us for a little bit, all right? We're going to come back to you, right? All right, folks, again, 917-889-3926. It's 11 o'clock here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11 o'clock in Brooklyn, New York. It's 10 o'clock out in Kansas City. I'm looking at some comments coming in from Twitter. It's 9 o'clock in Colorado, wherever you are right now. You are in tune to TM Highland Radio Live. Again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're going to make something out of nothing. because you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Mixtape.
Trappers.
Matt Payne on the beat. Bird Mar, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with it, grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turned my few cents into some fucking Benjamins. This game in my kin, a chip off the whole block. Done it like Dolomite, shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like the waffle money growing, shit hits a fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers is hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat them like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like Angus. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my anus. Ain't speaking strangers, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's all the time, so please bring your napkin. Standing like a captain, cut hand like a maverick.
Greedy with this weapon, no doubt I have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. We got a special guest for the hour right now, the boss on the live. thanks for calling us tonight, boss.
And Toya gave me that name, right?
Hey, oh, Toya gave you the name, boss.
Yep.
And why is that, Toya? Where did she get the boss name from?
I don't know. Her last name is Gross, and I just call her G. Ross the Boss. I have no idea. I've given Miss Willingham a couple of nicknames, so I don't know. It's funny because the three people that I'm actually really good friends with to this day, I met in the same call center. Of course, the two females thought the same thing about me. Now, the one male did not. I think he was just happy that Didi or I would talk to him because he had a weirdo that was trying to holler at him at the call center. But the three people that I'm actually best friends with right now, I met in the same area. And they all started off the same way, with them thinking that I thought I was cute, or I don't know where they would get that from, because I'm not like that, Terrence. You know me. You know, I don't act like that.
Yeah, no,
so I don't know why they would think that.
See a little different. Dudes kind of see it a little different than how females see it. But you know what? I'm glad.
Yeah,
that
but you know what we grow to learn too. We grow to learn that it's okay to think you're cute. You know what I mean? It's okay. If you don't think you're cute, who else gonna think you're cute? You know?
Thank you.
Maybe somebody might, but hey.
No,
thank you.
I don't disagree with that at all. I'm glad you all took the time to get to know one another.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you didn't have to. You didn't have to. You know, you could have, you know, kept that grudge on and went on about your business, you know, never to really know or find out who each other really was. And that's the bottom line, you know. Tonight, folks, we're talking about not judging a book by its cover. You know, people, places, or things. This is a real candid conversation tonight. If you want to get in on the conversation, we've got about 53 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got entertainment and national news coming up here shortly, followed by our health and wellness segment in the last half hour. She Ross the Boss.
Yes, sir.
No,
that sounds like a rap name.
Well, maybe
you know
maybe.
What? Have you guys heard of what is it? 50 what? The dude
Tyson,
is all on the radio.
50 Tyson?
Yeah, 50 Tyson. I'm like 50 Tyson. My album get ready to drop. You know what I mean? You know, she's dancing on her toes. She's dancing on her toes. She's dancing on her toes. She's dancing on her toes.
That's Miss Willingham's boy right there. That's Miss Willingham's boy. That is Miss Willingham's boy, and I swear, we are going to set up a battle rap between him and Kevin Hart.
hey, you all would not believe you would not believe that I actually tweeted a few people today. I'm trying to get them on the show, but I actually tweeted today that I'm looking for 50 Tyson. I did that at like 10:15 this morning. If anybody knows where 50 Tyson is, I want him on this show. And that's hilarious. You just say you're coming out like 50 Tyson. Folks, if you don't know who 50 Tyson is, I'm telling you to Google him right now. 50 Tyson has to be the biggest nobody off of not being able to do something well. He's famous. I'm telling you, I want him on the show. We want him.
He got over a million hits. Over a million hits on YouTube.
He is famous for not knowing how to do something really well. And this is hilarious. Folks, if you know how to get in contact or if you know 50 Tyson, I want him on this show. I want y'all to tell him to hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. I'm not kidding you. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. I want 50 Tyson here. Wow. Hey, ladies, stand by. Yo, I'm going to drop this one right here. This is my man Showtime. Check Showtime out this Friday, Freestyle Friday. He's the champ. He's going to get it in, you know what I'm saying, and knock another artist out the box all the way from Norfolk, VA, Showtime. Check him out this Friday night. He won 106 in Park, Smash and Hatch. Last Friday, he going to do it again this Friday for any MC coming at him. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Showtime, 106 and Park Freestyle Friday winner, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Dino, I'm about to blow, 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 about to blow. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat. You can't stay glued to your seat. Hey. This here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat. You can't stay glued to your seat. You ain't know. I'm about to blow. I'm about to blow. It's so deep on the beat. Here I go. I'm getting dope. And that's a show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me? You ain't know. I'm about to blow. It's so deep on the beat. Here I go. I'm getting dope. And that's a show. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey. It's your key from the V, yes you bumping me. And Drumline ENT, that's my company. Here I go, you know that I don't waste time. Cause when my song come on, you hear the bass line. You ain't know, you should've heard it through the grapevine.
Got one thing on my mind to make my state shine. These phony rappers out here lying with their fake rhymes. If I wrote raps about my crimes, I'd do state time. If these labels don't throw me deals, I'ma take mine. So every chance I get, I try to spit a great line. When the DJs get my single, they gon' break mine. To all my hustlers on the low, on the straight grind. Straight grind. This shit gon' bump in your whip. Hit the ABC store, go get something to sip. They open every day now, what they been done in the South. And these dudes is always tipsy, don't be running your mouth. Ye know, I'm about to blow, about to blow. It's show deep on the beat, here I go, here I go. I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, ye know, ye know. I'm about to blow, it's so deep on the beat. here I go, I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey, hey, 2007 taking over, man, you should know. We got the beats, the rhymes, the artists, and the studio. These other rappers think they hot, need to cool it, yo. They living in the gangster's paradise like Coolio. Truly, though, we in the game trying to make it happen. For all the dollars that said we couldn't make it rapping. Thought we'd be up in jail from trying to make it trapping. I'm killing them with this crap music, my paper stacking. My money tall, your money small, you don't want a ball. Even though you don't see it, I got a gun and all. If you ain't talking money, don't come at all. Most dudes can't talk, ain't got none at all. My ring from the jewelers, yours from the mall. These local cats need a hit, who they gonna call? Album in the store, player, we done it all. Drumline, you see soprano black on the wall. Ye know, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's show teeth on the beat, here I go. I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, ye know, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's show teeth on the beat, here I go. I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, it's going down like you never seen before.
T. Muhammad Radio Live, that's my homie, my family, coming out of Norfolk, VA, Showtime, Freestyle Friday 1 at 106 in Park. Check him out this Friday. Now, check out CeeLo right now with our national as well as entertainment news. Charlotte, North Carolina, you got it.
Good afternoon and the morning time, everyone. How is everyone doing this evening? I'm just going to share some stuff with y'all today. Story I found. It's a mysterious form of epilepsy, and it's triggered by none other than Hannah Montana music. It threw me off when I read it, but it's like they said like certain sounds like barking dogs and a clash of cymbals, and a certain song, which is unnamed, by Hannah Montana, that makes this girl go into like 25 to 30 seizures a day. And
wow.
Yeah, and so but the good news to that is that they finally found some medication. That now the child only has about one seizure a week, and now she doesn't listen to Hannah Montana, luckily. And so, yeah, so that at least that ended on a good note. But, yeah, it's a child in Florida. On to some other news. Remember I was telling you guys about Reggie Bush and the Heisman? Well, the committee
yeah,
you know,
gave it up.
Yeah, he gave it up. They said they hadn't even, you know, they
couldn't
didn't
even
start to decide. Right. They said they weren't even gonna ask for it back. But
he just gave it up.
And William Thackeray, who was actually the trust president, he was saying he's glad it's over and you know what I'm saying, just let it ride. And they're not gonna replace Reggie. And no one else, there's not gonna be another winner. It's just gonna be a vacant spot for the 2005 Heisman Trophy. So
right.
You know, yeah, no one's next in line. But look,
yes.
How about this? On Elle Magazine, I don't know, not everyone's familiar with Elle Magazine, but it's a affluent magazine. It's been out for about 25 years. Actually, they're going to be celebrating their 25th anniversary this coming October. And Gabourey Sidibe is actually going to be one of the mid-20 actresses that's going to don the cover.
Now, talk about judging a book by its cover. Yo,
yeah.
I love Gabourey Sidibe. I love her.
And she's a beautiful person. I mean, you know, I'm glad that she's getting some recognition by, you know, being on Saturday Night Live. She's on that Showtime.
And she rocked it on Saturday Night Live. She
you
did
know,
her
and so
thing.
She got some rave reviews on that. But peep this. People are questioning whether Gabourey's photos were lightened for the cover. because
probably
what they did was they have, like, they chose four mid-20 actresses to don the cover of their 25th anniversary, right? And it's three Caucasian small frame women, and show all body shot. And then with Gabourey, she is like a bust. You know, they cut her a bust line, and she's, you know, shoulder to shoulder on the cover. So a lot of people are like, okay, why didn't you show her curves? You know, so it's, you know.
Well, I'll say this. What I do know, as being a part of the industry, you know, somewhat, I mean, that's what all publications do to sell covers. So,
right.
I mean, the public really doesn't want to see all of you. They want to see what they see on TV. And if,
right.
if any of you is not what they see on TV, they don't want it. So, you know, that's how it is. That's business.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I see where you're coming from that. But, look, how about the other three women? Is one of them is Amanda Seyfried. She was in Mamma Mia. She was the daughter. She played the daughter in Mamma Mia. And then Megan Fox from Transformers. She played, I guess, the love interest of that, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So she's the other one. And then the reality star Laura Conrad. So we'll see. Well, you know, I'm happy for her either way. So, and then along the lines of our beautiful women, for Color Girls, it's coming out in November 2010. It's by Tyler Perry. It's a film adaptation of the play for colored girls that consider suicide when the rainbow is enough. And it's looking to star Janet Jackson, Dandy Newton, Whoopi Goldberg. I even saw, I think what's her name, Elise, the other Elise Neal. You know what I'm talking, the one who played in Set It Off? She's in it.
Right.
Yeah. And so I saw that on, if you guys get a chance to check it out, I'll share it. I guess I'll share it with you later on. I'll get the site so y'all can check out the trailer. And, and one last thing. Common and Queen Latifah's Just Right movie, it was just released on DVD, so look out for that, too. Go pick that up. It's a dope movie.
No, absolutely. Go check it out. Support our black actors, actresses.
The baby.
Tito, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, they.
Appreciate the report tonight, folks. When we come back, we are talking about why the Christian faith are so judgmental. That's right. Why is the Christian faith so judgmental? We'll keep this conversation going. But first, this is Made for Two. Robin Stein, TM High Radio Live.
Hide for a while. I don't
Live, Robin Stein, Made for Two. You are in tune to a discussion about being judgmental. Why do we judge books by the cover? We don't like being judged. You know, we're not just talking about people, but places, things. You know, open your mind. Know what it is that you're criticizing before you attempt to criticize it. Before we went into that last song, you know, I said we're going to talk about the Christian faith and why the Christian faith is so judgmental, which is, you know, totally hypocritical. Totally hypocritical. You know, co-host tonight, CeeLo out of Charlotte, BD out of Virginia, Toya out of Delaware. We have a special guest caller on. I think it's G. Ross, the boss. We're going to pick up and bring her into this conversation momentarily. If you have a comment tonight, 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. That's the feedback line. 37 minutes left in the show. It is, it's what, like 8:22 out in Oregon right now.
Wow.
Has anybody ever been to Oregon?
No.
The state of Oregon.
What's in it?
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. If you went.
No. I've been to the Mojave Desert. That is beautiful at night. Wow. Yeah.
We have some folks tuned in from Oregon tonight. You know, thank you for tuning in, Oregon. Shout out to you. It doesn't sound like anybody on my team wants to come out there, but we're glad that you're listening to us.
No, we'd love to come out there. No. Give us a venue. Set it up. We'll come out there. Come on. End of the year, though. I got surgery, like, in 3 weeks. So,
no doubt. No, really, just to kind of fast forward and to bring it back, you know, I can tell you I have experienced, you know, folks totally, to me, being out of line in church. You know, I mean, the church, it is for, to me, the sick, you know. It's for help, if you need help. You know, people shouldn't feel bad about coming to church, you know, looking for help. You know, they come to church to do better, to get a step up, to get a hand up. And I think church is like the last place that someone should feel, you know, the judgment.
Have y'all ever been?
Why is it so easy, do you think?
Have y'all ever been in church and the pastors called somebody out and, like, told all their business?
I used to attend a church like that. But, see, I don't think the pastor thinks that anything is wrong with it because he's operating in truth. But when you think about someone's feelings, first of all, I think it's out of line because it's like a breach of confidentiality, right? Because if I can't talk to you about my problems, I shouldn't, you know, experience it coming through the loudspeakers, you know, at a sanctuary.
Right. Well, not only that, it's like a form of gossip. You're talking about what's going on with other people.
But
the person, the right way to do it is to have the person stand up, and depending on the religion and the denomination, you have the person who's made the offense stand up and tell their own business. I don't think it should be delivered by the pastor, though.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just agreeing with Ms. Willingham. If they feel that they want to share what's going on, you know, in their life, then that's up to them to be able to give that devotional. But that shouldn't be up to the leader of the church, the pastor of the church, to put someone else's business out there.
No, absolutely. G. Ross, the boss, has a comment. Go right ahead.
I wasn't sure if you guys could hear me or not, but I guess not. See, I don't know how this thing works yet. I just wanted to intervene and say one thing about that. One thing people, I think, forget is that church is, people go to church because they need structure in their life, okay? Church is full of human beings just like me, you, and everybody else on this earth.
Absolutely.
If anybody believes in Christ or anybody has had any encounters with the Bible, they'll know that the Bible says that we sin in mind, body, and spirit every day, which makes us human. We all bleed red. But church is not full of Jesus walking around
we're all individuals, we're all human beings. So we're going to, church people are going to judge you. Pastors are just men. They're delivering the word. And it's up for people, it's up to us not to forget that they're just human beings. The pastor is, the deacons are, the ushers are. And people start to look at them like they're holier than thou. And they get mad at them, but they're no better than me and you. So, you know, when we think about why are Christians so judgmental, it's because they're just as human as we are. And what they do is they lose sight. They lose their way. They're trying to do right and live life right, you know. But they lose their way, too. I don't call myself a Christian. I love God. That's what I say.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Now, why do you choose not to call yourself or acknowledge yourself as a Christian?
Well, because I feel like everybody in the end is going to be judged individually anyway. And when you call yourself a Christian, you're labeling yourself. So what would be wrong with me? Am I not going to go to heaven because I'm a Muslim and I'm not Christian? I don't believe our God is that type of God, you know, that because I'm not walking in the Christian faith, you know, and I may go to a Christian church just because they're preaching about my God, you know.
Right.
But I don't label myself a Christian. I love God, and God is number one in my life. So, and if anybody chooses to label themselves a Christian, I don't judge them. Go for what you know. If that's what makes you feel good, if that's what keeps your faith where it should be and your relationship with Christ to where it should be,
right,
so be it. But I don't want to label myself. God knows your heart. That's the only one that knows me.
No, and I absolutely agree with you there. And I am also a believer that, you know, God reveals himself to people different ways. And we should be respecters of individuality, you know, and people's right to do whatever it is that they choose to do. I respect the fact that you said that it's about your heart, because at the end of the day, that's absolutely what it's about. And we all will be judged the same way, you know, whether we're Muslim, whether we're Christian, whether we're Buddhist, whether we're Jehovah's Witness, you know, it's really according to your heart. That's my belief. I will open the lines back up to our co-host tonight. I wanted to make sure that we allowed you to get your perspective out. Ladies, any responses to the feedback tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, to piggyback on what Nina just said, is that she's so true that we lose sight of the fact that the people in church are just human beings. We lose sight of the fact that before they were saved or called them Christians or gave themselves a label, they were worldly. They were just like us. And it's like once you become born again or get saved or however you want to call it or address it, and you step on the other side, you forget where you came from. And you can never forget where you came from. You don't ever want to go back, but don't ever forget that at some point in time that you weren't saved or born again or whatever the case may be. So who are you, and how do you have the right to judge anybody? You are no better. You are no different. We are all the same. Now, some of us may just be walking a little closer to God, and some of us may not be, but we forget that. And then, like you said about the pastors, the deacons, and we put them on another pedestal, you know, because we feel, oh, they pastors, they deacons. No, they human beings, just like she said. They walk just like we do. They act by their flesh. They cuss. They do whatever they do in the privacy that we don't see. But we think because they hold a title or a position in the church or somewhere that we look at them as if they're supposed to act and carry themselves a little different, a little better. And I guess in the essence, they should. But at the end of the day, they still are all human beings, just like she said. That's why Christians are judgmental, because we forget where we came from.
Amen. Amen again.
I just came from church, you guys. This women's conference. We are birthing dreams. And you just have to forgive me. I just heard from a very powerful evangelist, Susie Owens. So if I'm sounding a little churchy, please forgive me, but I am so on fire and stirred up right now.
I was, you know, just really, you know, trying to add a little candor to something that's very serious and real. And you know for a fact, again, you can be as churchy as you want to be here, because we need God, we love God, and we're all trying to turn our hearts in the right direction. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's 11:31 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:31 in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2010, and we've been talking about the fact that we often are judgmentalists, and we should not judge a book by its cover, not people, not places, not things, not religion. You know, you should be open, and again, a respect of individuality. You never know how to turn the tables are going to turn. You know, we typically base things off of our first glance of people, you know, and what we've heard about people or what we think. Hey, get it out of your mind. Get it out of your mind. This has been a real interesting conversation. It went real spiritual, which is okay with me, because I thank God. I say, God, thank you on TM Hobbin Radio Live.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing this black and I don't know where I'm headed. Could you just lead the way? And I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing this black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way. And I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow. That's why I got my Bible. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you're king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. As long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith's so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me. For days I won't church, I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you. I owe you so much. I'll always be your child. Please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'm just bothered. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real, and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's so it's worthless. I know that's a purpose. Hope it's our earthless, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Your health and wellness segment being brought to you tonight by Massages for Life, www.massagesforlife.com, www.massagesforlife.com. Ms. Willingham, live from Virginia. You got it.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say, tonight's topic is very good. Don't judge a book by its cover, and that's just enough advice in itself. Loving the topic. Just want to thank Nina for coming on. We really appreciate her being here. And good job, everyone. Now, on to health and wellness. Tonight we're going to speak about foot health care, specifically on the topic of pedicures and pedicure safety. A pedicure is a great way to pamper yourself, but please make sure that you go to a salon and practice proper hygiene, or you may walk out with more than just pretty feet if you don't. you could definitely walk away with an infection due to the use of unsanitary tools and contaminated foot baths if the pedicure salon doesn't practice proper hygiene. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, pedicure health risks include fungal infections such as athlete's feet, nail fungus, bacterial skin infections, and other serious antibiotic-resistant staph infections. That doesn't mean now that you shouldn't go and indulge in getting a pedicure. I just want to give you a few steps on how to be safe and what to look for to ensure that, you know, you're getting a healthy pedicure. For starters, before you go, schedule your pedicure first thing in the morning. 9 times out of 10, first thing in the morning, the pedicure instruments are going to be at their cleanest. Not only the instruments, but as well as the foot bath. Because normally the instruments have been sitting in antibacterial, something to kill the bacteria for at least 8 hours. And then the foot baths were cleaned the night before, and no one has been in them if you scheduled yourself to be the first client there. Ask the person that you made the appointment with, how long do they take in between each person going to that bowl to see if there's at least 10 minutes. It needs to be at least 10 minutes to disinfect the instrument and to let the germs settle after they clean the foot bath. Excuse me. If they get people right in and out and right in and out and you don't see that 10-minute interval, you might want to be a little leery. You might not want to go back to that particular salon. Now, they say don't shave your legs. The CDC, or Center for Disease Control, says that shaving your legs is something you do not want to do. Using hair cream removal or waxing your legs or anything like that 24 hours before you go get a pedicure is not recommended because hair removal can cause small cuts and subtle abrasions to the leg or to your feet that you don't even notice. And with it being open, now you're sticking your feet in water. They're using instruments that are unsanitary. Now you've just brought on a whole barrage of other issues. So make sure you don't shave or use any type of hair removal creams 24 hours before you go get a pedicure. You can also bring your own tools. Now some people say, oh, that's pretty rude. No, I wouldn't say that's rude. That's just taking some proactive steps and preventing any issues that,
hey, look, I just got a visual. Can you imagine somebody coming to your house bringing their own silverware?
I'm just saying. No, let me give you an example. Hold on. No, I know, right? That does seem funny. But no, for real, I go to a salon. Now, I'm going to go back only because I want to ask the necessary questions, which I did. I want to ask again. Are they using clean razors? Where's he getting his razors from, his utensils that he's using? I want to ask because sometimes in the hustle and bustle, you really don't pay attention and you don't look.
No, I understand. Absolutely,
so,
understand.
Yeah, and if it looks like what I think it is, like he's not going to, he's getting out of his own little kit, which he used on the last person's foot, then I'm going to start bringing my own. I like the way he works. I'm just not particular about the tools in which he uses. So, I know it does sound a little funny. And no, please don't bring your own utensils to my house. I think you will offend my mom. Now, pedicure safety before you remove your shoes. Once you're inside, take a look around the salon. Does the surface and water where the clients put their feet at look sanitary? If it looks dirty, then get up out of there quick, fast, and in a hurry. Go to the bathroom. 9 times out of 10, you can judge the cleanliness and hygiene standards based off the bathroom's appearance. If the bathroom looks nasty, smells foul, then you know it's probably not absolutely. And ladies, please do not be afraid of asking disinfecting procedures. Ask the salon. Ask them what they do. Ask them where did he get that instrument from. How long has it been sitting and disinfected? Is it clean? Don't be scared. That's your body. That's your feet. You're paying your good money not to come home with an infection. And while you're there, don't let the pedicure technician cut your cuticles. Don't let the person working on you cut your cuticles. I know
some people have some cuticles, and some people just don't like the cuticles cut. But they say it's not a good idea because your cuticle is actually a protective barrier that protects against bacteria and fungus. And once you remove that cuticle, now you are allowing the bacteria and the fungus to enter into either your toes or your fingernails. You might want to just get your cuticles pushed back. Yeah, that does sound real nasty. Just have them push them back. They do that first before they cut them. So you might want to tell them to stop the process there. Just push them back, but don't cut. Be sure that your feet are smooth properly. Now, a lot of places are getting to the point where they are not using the razor on the foot, which is a good thing because you don't know if you're cut, if the person is taking too much skin off or they're damaging that area. Over time, using a razor will cause more damage than it will cause than it will be good for the foot. So you might want to use a pumice stone, some type of foot file, in order to hit those hard places, you know, like your heels or, you know, calluses right on the ball of your feet. And
I've seen some feet that require a chainsaw.
You know what? I'm just saying. I was thinking about that myself, actually. I was like, you know, what about those people with those, I mean, just grossly cracked? I mean, the heels, the
no
skin places have been piled on for years. To me, they need razors. I would think so. But I guess just, you know, talk to your doctor. Consult a physician first. That's what I recommend. Because, you know, they do say it's not good. Using razors is definitely not good. However, after you leave, you might want to check your feet just to make sure that they're not swollen, you don't have any grass pimples or boils, just to make sure you're not getting any type of bacteria or staph infections. It is up to us to make sure that we receive good, proper pedicure safety and pedicure hygiene. Ladies, it's your feet that we're talking about. Pay attention.
Pay attention, ladies. And if your feet require a chainsaw, get the crackers!
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Even though I'm scared to fly, I never still take flight. Mobbing out in Jamaica with them dreads all night.
never say police, never say an ass bridge, never say it. What you think?
Informer, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight, we've been talking about judging a book by its cover. We judge people, we're judged by people, we judge places, you know, how some, you know, someone's area looks, you know, they must be this because they live here, you know, things, you know, food, you know, open your mind, broaden your horizon. You know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings.
You know, what did y'all think about me?
We may have a different situation, but but we're all human beings. Before we go there, I want to give a shout out to my very special friend, Miss Rosa, tuning in. We appreciate the support. We
Hi.
Love you. I think a question is coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes, it is. CeeLo asked the question of Dee Dee and TM. Since we daring all truth, what y'all think about me? Let's
well, well, I'll go first. I'll go first because it's easy for me. just how you talking right now?
Yeah.
What's the impression? Yo, you rough. You rough as hell. that was my first impression. You know, that you really didn't play games. You know, I thought maybe that, you know, you was a female pimp and you had a few hoes. That's how you was carrying it. You asked me. Next.
Next. I'll take that.
You know what? I want to say this. I had the privilege of working with CeeLo. That's how I met her. When I was supervising for Verizon and HBI department. And when I met CeeLo, my first impression of her was that she's a little hard. You know, she has a very hard exterior, you know. But through those years that I got to work with CeeLo, I must say, because I walked away with another one of those rare gem type of relationships of friendship, because even though I thought she was hard, with a hard exterior, and, you know, she just wasn't letting anybody in, she was very intelligent. She had a lot of information. She was very warm. She was kind. She spoke her mind, which I respected to the utmost. She didn't beat around the bush. She spoke her mind, and she was always consistent in the sense that you was going to get CeeLo every single day. She wasn't a different person, and that's what I love about her. So, she's definitely not hard. If anybody does, if you don't know CeeLo and you just hearing her, she's definitely not hard. She's very soft.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think she's very hard.
She's a punk all day long.
I think she's very hard on the exterior,
But I think it's all like a defense mechanism. And I learned that because I did get to know you. We worked close together. I realized that you didn't have hoes working for you. You wasn't,
you know.
And you was really trying to get it in and, you know, grind like everybody else. But I think, you know, you, like most people, you know, it's a defense mechanism. And for whatever it is, you know, you feel the need to, and I think it comes with independence for women. When you had to be independent, and you're military, you know, so a lot of it has to do with the military as well. You know, I mean, but you learn these things as you spend time with people, you know. But I think it's important that we understand one thing that's called, you know, we call it being judgmental. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry because you missed a great show. Check out the podcast. Give us until about 12:25. Go back to the website, click the purple button, and you can download every podcast. We got tonight is number 33. So, ladies, give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah, this is the 33rd show. We got archives, catalog. You know what I'm saying? Check this show out. But there's a word that's called perception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perception is not to be confused with judgment.
Right.
But see, perception is reality.
But,
and
right.
It's important. When you care, when you're trying to get somewhere, when you care. When you're trying to get somewhere, when you're trying to advance, when you're trying to be successful, judgment can be mistaken for perception, but understand that it's how we present ourselves. And the only way to really know how you're presenting yourself when you're not conscious and proactively asking is when someone gives you feedback. I want to get one more song in before we get out of here. We're going to come right back on the other side of this joint right here. We're probably just going to talk it out the rest of the show. I want to get this in. It's called Here Before. Right now, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's my man, K Cheeks.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, TM, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about it, name a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming a sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, damn me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. You know? No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rock. It's all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah.
just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gonna roll this thing out. We're gonna get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Much for tuning in tonight, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer with CeeLo out of Charlotte, Toya out of Delaware, DD out of VA tonight. And I want to say good night to the boss that's still hanging on. I'll let you go ahead and make a last comment for tonight. Again, thanks for your support. Thanks for calling in. Check us out every Sunday at 7 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 o'clock. Tell a friend.
Well, I've really enjoyed myself.
We enjoyed you.
I did. Yes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nina.
You gotta
You're welcome. I'll be back.
Okay. We definitely appreciate it.
Yes,
definitely.
Ma'am.
CeeLo, you got to.
And I'm going to turn other people on, too.
Hey, absolutely. We'll be waiting for you, Nina.
All right. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Good night. You
too.
Take care.
Thank you.
CeeLo, last comment for tonight.
Last comment for tonight is that a lot of times when we dislike something about someone else, it 9 times out of 10 is something that we don't like about ourselves. And so,
wow.
Really, at the person in the mirror first before you pass judgment. You know what I'm saying? You clean up your own house before you go messing on somebody else's porch.
Absolutely. 1 minute left in the show, Toya.
I would say just keep in mind that they always say people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You don't know why someone's entering your life. A lot of times it's because you're going to be a blessing to them, or they may be a blessing to you. So don't block your blessings. I mean, had I not formed a friendship with Ms. Willingham, I would have never met you and wouldn't be doing the show with you, CeeLo, and with her. So you never know what can come out of a relationship. You just need to not judge someone and just take the time to get to know a person, because you never know what you may get out of that relationship, whether it's
Absolutely.
Good or bad,
be
a lesson.
I'm going to say don't judge or you're going to end up getting stoned like the lady CeeLo reported about the other night.
Hey, I appreciate the angels tonight. Again, Miss Rosa, we appreciate you for hanging in here with us. Folks, I got Breeze taking us out. TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night. Be safe out there.
Do little nigga, time to wake up. And the rest of your thoughts saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on a pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes want to break up. Get a cover girl and your ex want to make up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gonna ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Y'all still there?
Yes.
Hello. Of course.
Hey, good show.
Yes, it went really fast.
That's because it was busy.
It was. Wow. Yeah.
Toya, you still with us?
Off the chain, don't he? See, that's why I couldn't report that other story the other night about Mayweather's girlfriend. He had me weak.
Toya, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hi, Toya.
Hey, I thought you dropped off, Toya. You hung up on our ass the other night.
Right now,
I'm asleep.
Oh, you're not an old lady. Stop acting like that.
No, I'm not an old lady. But hell, I got to go to work in the morning.
So do we.
I go to bed at 10 o'clock. This is way past my bedtime.
About to be making money
hey,
with you.
All I wanted, you know what, I'm not going to keep Toya on the line. All I wanted to say was this was a good-ass show tonight. This was a cool show.
Yeah, I'm surprised Nina called in, DD.
I know. That was cool.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. She rocked the balls.
Yeah.
She rocked the balls.
She sounds short.
She is.
Meat eater.
Susan, did you say meat eater?
Hey, y'all, funny. Hey, yo, it was a good show, ladies, for real.
Yes,
good show.
Was.
Hey, I want what a show for Friday night. What's
oh, mental illness. Oh.
Give me Friday and Sunday. Let's get two shows go so I can go ahead and just post them.
Mental illness and stalkers.
Wow. Those are two interesting ones. They
damn
interesting
right.
Conversation.
I like the stalker. I definitely like the stalker one.
Hey, remember
okay,
I told you
so
I was
one
like,
stalkers. Okay.
Hey, hold on. Remember I told y'all I was going to cancel somebody like Nino, right? I told the dude I couldn't deal with him no more. You know what he said? He said, okay, you're all right. I said, I don't want to see you no more. He said, I'll be here when you get home. I said, but I don't want you. I said, I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. And he said, look, come back home.
When I get home?
Let's go to the movie. Let's go out.
So why you didn't hear what I said, huh? I said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I didn't come on.
Yeah.
Oh.
CeeLo, he said, what? Let's go to the movies.
He said, let's go to the movies, baby. Let's
Dude, I don't like you. I just told you I don't want to deal with you. What's
no, he told me. I'm telling you, the nigga told me. He said, it's all right, baby. It's going to be all right. What? You know what? Yeah.
Hey, I done had a couple of them joints.
Didi,
can you
call your husband?
Stop leading
me on.
That's crazy. Females and some dudes is like the same. It's crazy.
I don't
think
you know
all
what.
Of us got stalker stories, though. I married my stalker.
Huh?
I married my stalker.
See?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, you didn't like first.
And you be stalked by your husband?
My husband stalked me, yeah, and I ended up marrying him.
She did not like him. Now I remember that shit was funny as hell. And then she said she was pregnant. I was like, how are you pregnant by somebody you don't like?
Oh, shit.
Oh. Did he say we going to work it out? Next thing I know, they married. I was like, hell. Yeah.
Stop it.
I love you. These people are hilarious, okay? Hilarious.
Hey, I think that's interesting. Okay, so what's the other one?
What, mental illness? Like schizophrenia? Yeah, like somebody, like for instance, my sister's schizophrenic, right? But and everybody in the family, like, knows it, recognizes it, but her father
okay, you know
won't.
What? I'm with that. I'm with that because I got a bipolar one in my family.
Yeah.
I know a bipolar one on the phone.
Talk about it.
Who? You talking about me?
Yes.
God damn.
I love you.
Love you too. I don't want no medication.
That's okay. I got some herbal remedies. I got some aromatherapy.
Y'all good with both of those? Y'all good with both of those?
Key, Toya, you good?
Yeah, I'm here. Now I got out the bed. I was putting back in bed. What did you say?
Idea for
you go with those two topics.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, cool. All right, there it is. Appreciate it. Good show.
Did you look at that email?
What you say?
Did you look at the email?
Yeah. Well, I looked at it last night. I just didn't go back to it to actually send a response.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I actually got up and looked through it last night.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get a moment, just call me back and tell me your thoughts.
Oh, well, okay. I'll hit you back in a minute.
Okay, man.
Did you get the
TV? All right, good night.
Okay, ladies.
Were you still up the one I sent you the text the other night? About going back?
What? Yeah, no, I was already asleep. I ain't see it till the next morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a little different than what I've seen before. Yeah. Yeah.
How so?
He was more talking about, he was just talking about faith, charity, and hope. And it was crazy because it was what we had just finished talking about, like when we got off the phone, like everything we were talking about. And
did you say charity or clarity?
Charity. Yeah, C-H.
Gotcha.
Charity, faith, and hope. Yeah. And I mean, but it was just
now. Check this out, though. Check this out. That's some BS. Let me tell you why. All they did was put a different label on it.
Right.
These are the same people that said Obama's hope when he was running on that hope platform, they were the complete opposite of hope.
Yeah.
So now Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck then took a whole new approach because Al Sharpton and these folks, you know, they pretty much did like a battle of the marches on the same day in Washington, D.C.
Oh, with the Glenn Beck thing, right?
Yeah. Now, Al Sharpton did something on the mall, and Glenn Beck did something somewhere else in Washington, D.C., like the same day. And guess what? Thousands of people showed up for all of them. Now, that day and the day after, now, they was burning up the radio, burning up TV, about what Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin's agenda was.
Right.
And then they put a spin on it because they definitely attacking Obama, but now they didn't put a spin on it. Come on, out of the blue, now your platform is faith, charity,
hope.
And hope?
Yeah.
You better get out of here. Get out of here. That's crazy.
Like, I was slipping through the chair because, you know, I usually watch this stuff, and I was just, when I saw him talking, I saw him pointing at the signs, and I was like, well, what the hell is he on today? You know what I'm saying?
A completely 180 from what he used to be. That's because he got attacked by the media because of his agenda. And so now he just put a different label on his agenda. And I hope people smart enough to recognize it.
Because I was just like, this is like totally like out of character. I'm just like, who in the hell?
You're going to make us talk about Glenn Beck. You're going to make us talk about... See, what we're going to have to do, though, when we talk about Glenn Beck, we got to talk about Al Sharpton.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to talk about Jesse Jackson. We can't ever say his name without saying somebody else's name. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn.
Right.
You know, Glenn Beck, 50 Tyson.
Right. Glenn Beck, 50 Tyson. I'm going to have to look at 50 Tyson. Really.
Put his name. Toya is a fan of 50 Tyson. She's been following him for years. And she got all his stuff in her phone. She loves him.
What did he do?
Toya.
Toya hung up on our ass.
Did she? You know what? I got to talk to that broad.
Is this spelled 50 Cent? And Tyson?
Yo, he looked like a mixture of 50 Cent and Tyson.
He really, really does.
Oh, my God. He does.
He was in Vegas. Girl, he was... Man, that was ridiculous. We were weak. Weak, I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Guys call me 50, girls call me Tyson. My album is coming out in stores pretty soon. Please go get it up.
Hey, CeeLo, we laugh for about a half an hour, about a half an hour off of 50 Tyson. It was hilarious.
What? Go get it up. Matt, go get it up.
Huh?
What?
I'm going to make right now.
Yeah. Yo.
Crazy, y'all.
Yo.
I'm
Hey.
Hey.
What? No. No, I can't do it. No. No more. Mas. No mas. Don't hit me, Sugar Ray. Man.
Hey.
Who in the hell?
Fifty Tyson. Hey, but did you hear the chick said he had like over a million hits? Do you see why? Do you see why?
First of all, okay. I don't see why. And they should take him back for about 30 seconds of play. They can get no count for that.
Hey.
No fucking credit.
Hey.
No class. He has no class.
Was hilarious.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'm glad. Hold on, I'm glad we're still on the line. All right. Remember we were talking about comedian thing or whatever?
Hmm? What?
The comedian, later on, comedian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Nitty was actually one of the people I was thinking of, too.
Who?
He's Nitty.
Hey, actually, I like his voice.
Yeah, he's very energetic.
Yeah,
I used to work with him. He was one of my artists.
He had a good radio voice, and he sounded intelligent.
Yeah, he is very intelligent. And the thing about, like, I used to work with him. We went to school together, but then I worked with him later. You know, as an artist. And he's pretty dope, though. He freestyles most of his stuff and then writes it down.
I thought it was funny he called himself a nerd.
Yeah, but, like, wouldn't think...
That's like me. I say some shit like that about myself.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was sure on that. I give him that. Whatever, but... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I understood where he was coming from. Now, is that damn scar in his face that serious?
It is.
Well, if he's just self-conscious about it.
No. It goes from the corner of his mouth to the, close up to, like, his cheekbone. Like, we're going in that direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like a buck 50. Like, somebody, but see what happens? Somebody tried to slit his throat. And he was pulling, like, he was going in one direction, and they were pulling in the other direction. And, like, you know how, like, you pull your, like, you shrug your shoulders up? When he did that, and try to get out. That's it caught his mouth.
Wow.
They're really trying to cut his throat. This happened years ago. Yeah, years ago.
Well, I mean, if he down
for it. He's a good dude.
If he down for it, I'm with it because is he funny?
Yeah, I want to get him to call in more. I haven't said anything to him about it. It was even shocking that he called in, and you know what I'm saying, I was thinking about it earlier, and then I was like, I'll wait.
It was a good topic.
Exactly. No, it's dope, though. I mean, like,
and
I
girl,
already
the girl
it.
Said it was a topic, too, and Toya was definitely shocked when she called in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So we just need more thought-provoking thought-provoking conversations. And
well,
I know that stalking shit. I mean, for real, the stalking. We might have to do two parts.
And guess what? We can do two parts.
You mean a cheese sandwich?
I'm eating turkey burger with pepper jack cheese.
Oh, here's another idea.
On rye bread, on seedless rye New York bread.
That sounds good, though. Is it toasted, lightly toasted?
Microwave warmed.
Okay, keep that.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, look. Damn it. I forgot what it was. It was good, too.
All right.
Oh, damn. Went away. Wait a minute. Say something else. God dang it.
Amen.
Okay, did you say amen?
Yes, he did.
Amen again.
Oh, come on. One more time for the parking lot. Damn it. Oh, it was good, too. Hey. Hey, my man. A vegan.
Okay.
Listen.
You absolutely can speak firsthand about the mental illness.
Oh my God. You ain't know. Don't you hear it? You hear it.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out. I don't need y'all judgment. I don't need y'all judgment.
That's right. That's right. No judgment.
No judgment zone.
That's the truth. That's not judgment. That's the truth. You're crazy.
No judgment.
It's all right. You love me. What's up?
Saying, man, what?
A vegan fast food place.
What?
Vegan?
A vegetarian
fast
food restaurant.
Yes.
There's definitely vegetarians, though.
Straight up. But look, I'm telling you, so many people complain about it. And I know so many people that go to places and ask for bread and lettuce and tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? But
really?
Special stores like that, I think people will come out.
Two.
Huh?
I only know two.
You only know two what?
Actually, I know three vegetarians.
Really? Oh, no, I know more than that.
That's it.
Mm-mm. So they frequent a lot of the sushi bars and stuff like that, too. You got to keep that in mind.
You know what?
A lot of them eat fish, you know what I'm saying? Well, eat fish and in vegetables or organic food.
Hold on, I got one. Let me say, because you know my mind bad. We need to do one on the person who says what you're thinking.
Okay.
I don't know how you word that topic, but you know how you had that person who you was thinking it, but that person was bold enough to say it. Need to do a show on that.
Oh, wow.
Hang around ignorant people. Just say anything.
Well, I got to be ignorant. No.
Oh, man.
Like Steve Harvey at the Hoodie Awards. Just
he's a period.
Yeah, like Steve Harvey. Like Steve Harvey.
Ain't no wrong with him. But you know what's crazy is the fact that... let me tell you, that right there... The love that he gets from the Christian community. I know he gets hate from there too, but the love he gets from there is awesome because clearly whoever made the decision to make him a host of the show looked past his ability to use profanity and know that he doesn't have to use it necessarily. You know what I'm saying? And he gets to do the gospel, you know what I'm saying, the gospel event.
Right.
It's dope. Yeah.
No doubt. I'm about to listen to, I'm going to probably go listen to the first hour tonight, first hour tomorrow. Good show again. We can rock with it. We probably want to flip-flop. Do Mental Health Friday night, and then Sunday and Monday do Stalker.
Okay.
And do it in two parts, because that's a serious topic.
Yeah. Yeah, because they are just getting laws in place to protect people from stalkers. Because at one point there wasn't anything. You know, the police won't act unless someone actually did something. They could stand outside your house. They could... You know what I'm saying? They could do shit like stand at your mailbox in the middle of the street and stare at your house. You know what I'm saying? But if you call the police, if they're not doing nothing, you couldn't do nothing to them at that. You know what I'm saying? At one point. Now it's a little different.
Now you can get a restraining order.
Yeah. Just, you know, more steps. But hell, half the time, if you're going through a situation like that, by the time you get to somebody that'll let you write this crap down, you feel more like the person who committed the crime than the actual partner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be real deep.
Hey, won't you talk to Frank Nitti?
Okay.
Cause that'll save us, Steve. I mean, what you think about that?
About Frank Nitti?
Yeah.
Can we try him out?
That's what I was gonna say. Just have him come on. Like as a special guest, maybe
do
like
more. I mean, do what you did tonight more.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to see his chemistry. I want to see how
well, he is.
I want to hear his funny.
Yeah. Basically, I definitely want to hear his funny.
Yeah. He used to do stand up comedy.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I mean, like when we were in high school, he used to do it.
Yeah, he's a pretty, he's very charismatic, very much so. Yeah.
That's what's good.
And he can sell water to a whale.
Hmm?
I think he can sell water to a whale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all it takes is personality.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
He's got to be able to balance it out with a little bit of smarts.
Right. And he can do that very well. He's fine. He's not stupid.
Yeah.
No, dumb.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, babe. Is that good?
All right, ladies.
Okay, sir. All right, see.
All right, baby. All right, peace.
All right.